is. There he is, there he is! Oh my god, oh my god. It's happening. It's really happening. I want to be possessed. I want to be held, nurtured, nestled. Owned. I want to lie around in negligees eating cream buns. I want to roam the high plains of the domestic interior, barefoot and pregnant, moving languidly between kitchen and bedroom, nourishing the varied appetites of the man I love. I want to excel at supporting and obeying. I want to be Pammy Anderson meets Laura Bush. I do love Ted.
Kate, I offer you peace.
What's Ted saying? Oh, we should never have written our own vows. The vicar looks kind of sexy in that outfit. Do vicars have sex? In just a couple of seconds, I will never be able to have sex with this vicar or any other living man. Or dead. Living or dead. They're all totally off the cards. I remember pushing my baby along Oxford Street in her pram when the alarm sounded. That was a sound that made your blood run cold. Just for a split second, everyone would stop and look around and to see what everyone else was going to do. And then you ran. You just hoped you'd reach the safety of a shelter. Anyway, as I said, the siren went. I stopped just for a moment and there was a man walking towards me from behind going in the same direction. I didn't know him, but everyone took concern for everyone in those days. He looked at me with my pram and shouted, "Run and get your kiddies safe! I'm right be..." He didn't finish that sentence, because at that precise moment a bomb dropped in another street, but the blast sent terrible shockwaves right across where we were standing. I heard a bang and a whoosh and a whistling sound, and instinctively I ducked as the plate glass window was blown out of the shop we were opposite. It missed me, went right over the top of my pram, and sliced the man horizontally in two.
"I shall begin by calling the roll. Wilbur?"
"Here,"
said the pig. "Gander?"
"Here, here, here,"
said the gander. "You sound like three ganders," muttered Charlotte.
"It's my idiosyncrasy,"
replied the gander. "Goose?" said Charlotte.
"Here, here, here,"
said the goose. Charlotte glared at her. "Now I call this meeting in order to get some suggestions. I need new ideas for the web."
"How about Pig Supreme?"
asked one of the lambs.
"No good," said Charlotte. "It sounds like a rich dessert."
"How about..."
"Terrific, terrific, terrific," asked the goose.
"Cut that down to one terrific, and it will do very nicely," said Charlotte.
"But Charlotte," said Wilbur, "I'm not terrific."
"That doesn't make a particle of difference," replied Charlotte. "People believe almost anything they see in print."
Join us on a journey into ancient beauty and modern glamour, examining how current obsession with the body beautiful goes back thousands of years to an era of stunning artistic achievement. With unique access to the British Museum's major exhibition, we explore the Greek preoccupation with the human form, ranging from objects of abstract simplicity to breathtaking realism.